last case for argument this morning is 2011-1330 In Re Chamber of Commerce. Is it Mr. Maroney?
Depends how Italian you are, Your Honor. Back in the old country, it is Maroney, but at Old Island, we became Marones. On behalf of the applicant, appellant, the Chamber of Commerce of the United States of America, if it please the court. This is an appeal from the decision of the Trademark Trial and Appeal Board affirming the Trademark Office's refusal to register the mark National Chamber for a variety of services on the grounds that supposedly is descriptive. We have two problems with the Board's decision. First, the Board never fully explained in its decision why National Chamber was supposedly descriptive for all these services. Now, the Board does point out that national means nationwide in scope. Chamber can mean Chamber of Commerce. That applicant has offered some of these services. And then based on that, it says it is clear that a consumer would immediately understand National Chamber used in connection with applicant services as conveying information about them. You can't just say it's clear.
Well, what it seems to me, what they concluded was that since National Chamber, and they cited dictionary definitions and Wikipedia, so that National Chamber, the service or goods or services they connote are things to do with business and the promotion of business and so forth. And then they looked at all of the services that you had listed, and they said all of these services fall into that basket. They all promote the interests of business. Why is that wrong?
There's several reasons for that, Your Honor. First, the board made one statement saying it takes no mental leap to understand that applicant is using the mark for the services in both applications of the National Chamber of Commerce. I guess that's the basis for their decision. But that's also just another bare conclusion. They never explained why this mark is informing. You refer to dictionary definitions. There's no definitions of National Chamber. There's no Wikipedia entries of National Chamber. They never said why it would be scripted for these services. Now, the director's office sort of takes a tack you do and tries to fill in the blank. Says, well, the reasons why it would be descriptive for these services that consumers would, these are the services that fall squarely within the type of services traditionally offered by chambers of commerce, and that's what the director's office has argued. The board, though, never made that finding. The board never said that.
Well, I appreciate that in terms of identifying the types of services they normally would, but the dictionary definitions that the board relied on with respect to Chamber of Commerce very much had to do with issues and information and networks that promote the interests of business people in the community, right?
Yes, the Chamber of Commerce is a networking organization. I mean, there's probably 4,000 or 5,000 Chambers of Commerce.
So when you use the word chamber, that's what it connotes, right?
Well, you have to interpret a word in light of the services for which the mark is being applied.
Okay.
And you can't just say, well, everyone knows the Chamber of Commerce is involved in promoting business, and thus if you word National Chamber for any service that somehow could be construed as promoting business, it's descriptive. I mean, business data analysis is one of the services. How does the word National Chamber convey a function, characteristic, meaning, ingredient, purpose, or use of business data analysis?
Could it be that when it's read in conjunction with analysis of governmental policy relating to business and analysis of regulatory activity, when you're talking about business data analysis, isn't that what that is?
Well, first, each service has to be separate. The preceding service. We can talk about the first one, analysis of governmental policy relating to business, analysis of regulatory activity relating to businesses for the purpose of promoting the interest of business. There's no evidence that chambers of commerce are traditionally understood to analyze governmental policy and regulatory activity. The record has no evidence to suggest that. In fact, if you ask most people, I don't think anyone would think they do. Chambers of Commerce sponsor the 4th of July fireworks. You know, they do all sorts of community things, and this sort of other stuff is not what I would consider traditional Chamber of Commerce activities, but more importantly, there's no finding by the board that this is a traditional Chamber of Commerce activity, and there's no evidence in the record anywhere. In fact, the only evidence in the record that was the type of evidence that the board, that the office in the past relies on, is there's a, the AMZM attorney put in a number of third-party trademark registrations for Chambers of Commerce. None of them had services matching any of the services we have here, and which actually suggests that these aren't the type of services you would get at a Chamber of Commerce traditional office. So therefore, making the argument that, well, everyone knows that these are just commonly offered by Chambers of Commerce, so therefore if you need national chamber, and I kind of lose the thread at that point because all we have is like one sentence, but the fact of the matter is there's no evidence to start that finding on.
Well, I mean, there is some evidence. They did consult dictionary definitions, and there was some research.
Well,
and I guess the question is whether that satisfies our standard of review.
Well, I don't believe it's so into. I mean, and I would, when if you look at the what evidence, yes, there's a dictionary of national. Yes, there's a dictionary of chamber. I meant there's no evidence on the point of where you want to extrapolate and say these services are the type offered by a Chamber of Commerce, business data analysis. There's nothing there that should define. But more importantly, this court has said necessary findings must be expressed with sufficient particularity to enable our court, without resort to speculation, to understand the reasoning of the board and determine whether to apply the law correctly and whether the evidence supported the underlying and ultimate factual findings. All we're doing here right now is speculating. Well, they might have looked at this, they might have said that. This court in the Getschner case also said a tribunal cannot merely state its findings in conclusory terms, but has to provide sufficient details to elucidate the reasoning by which it reached its ultimate finding at the issues of fact and conclusions of law. And that it also has to find subsidiary facts, especially. It can't just say an ultimate fact.
A mark is descriptive as long as it finds or describes one of the services that's provided. It doesn't have to describe all of the services.
Well, now, there's
so when you say chamber, and you go out and look in a dictionary, or you run a printout off the web on what a chamber is, and it says Chambers of Commerce, doesn't that fit the description of providing the interests of business people? And then it's national, it's just, you do it on a national level. Isn't that what we're looking at here?
Well, actually, the services aren't promoting the interests of business people. Actually, we have registrations and other marks, association services, the classic Chamber of Commerce registration, association services, namely promoting the interests of businessmen and businesswomen. This is analysis of governmental policy relating to businesses. It's not just generically promoting the interests of businessmen and women. And we can't say, well, if anything promotes the interests of businessmen and women, the phrase national chamber is descriptive for it because chamber could be understood to understand the Chamber of Commerce. I mean, that would just mean I can come up with any service and say, well, that somehow promotes the interests of businessmen and women. You know, road repair, improving infrastructure. That traditionally associated with Chamber of Commerce? So, no, they'd have to show that those services are the type that would be commonly associated with a Chamber of Commerce. And there's been no effort, no finding that in fact they are. We're just kind of speculating that, well, they could have done that. But they're actually.
What difference would this be if you were seeking a mark that said National Chamber of Commerce?
For National Chamber of Commerce. If we were applying for Chamber of Commerce services, then would likely be found descriptive. Now,
so
ironically enough,
if we add the word commerce.
No, for Chamber of Commerce services, I'm focusing on the services, Your Honor. You have to analyze the mark in light of the services. This is not an application to register the mark National Chamber for Chamber of Commerce services provided on a nationwide basis. If so, that would likely be descriptive. Although, ironically enough, we actually had a registration for that for about 30 years, and the office didn't find it descriptive to begin with. But this is for other services that are not traditionally Chamber of Commerce services. But
well, how do we know that?
Well, yeah, it's a good point, Your Honor. And how do we know that?
You look at the definitions. The definitions are quite broad, and they deal with promoting or furthering or networking information and interests that are dealing with the business community. And as the board says, that they conclude that analyzing government policy relating to businesses is for the purpose of promoting the interests of businesses. Is that far-fetched?
Well, they're reading the service. You're referring to networking and other things, which actually aren't in the description of services. We have to focus on what the description of services are. If you applied to register Chamber of Commerce services, I think the problem is we're kind of all assuming that, well, because you're a Chamber of Commerce, any service you're providing is kind of a Chamber of Commerce service. But the issue is, what is traditionally would be understood by consumers to be a Chamber of Commerce service, and I would submit that most of these are not. First, and you said, well, is there any evidence of that? First of all, it was the office's obligation to prove evidence that it was. It's not my evidence to prove that it's not. I'm dealing with the record. The examining attorney didn't put any evidence. And if we review the PIT, our briefs to the board, what we said was the examining attorney hasn't told us why we're descriptive and hasn't put any evidence. And so this is right in front of the board, and they just passed it on and said it provides information, and they just said it's clear. I had a judge once tell me, whenever you use the phrase it's clear or clearly, obviously it's not clear. Otherwise, you would have spelled it out, we'd all figured out that it's clear. They're saying it's clear that it provides this information and move on. Their obligation was to actually explain it, to give the details so that I can stand up and say,
so what kind of details would be sufficient, necessary and sufficient to prove the point? That they would have to take a survey of all chambers of commerce internationally and see if any of them provided this analysis of government regulation?
No,
would
John.
Be sufficient?
I mean, would it be sufficient? Absolutely it would, but the office doesn't do that.
Okay.
Instead,
so
what the office would do is one of the most common things is they would go and they would search registrations and find, do chambers of commerce tend to cover such services? That's one thing that they would do. Media references. Are there references to these chambers of commerce offering such services? And there's a couple media references in there, but none of them have anything to do with the type of services we're talking about here. They could get examples from the web of where chambers of commerce are offering these services. There's only two examples in the record. One.
So, are you arguing that the services that were listed in the application are services that are not typically provided by Chamber of Commerce?
I would submit there's probably, like I said, 4,000 to 5,000 Chambers of Commerce out there, and I would guess that only a handful of them offer the types of service that are here. I mean, we talk about Chambers of Commerce that operate on a nationwide basis. I would submit that most people can't identify two that do that. Chambers of Commerce are local. They deal in your still local community, your city, sometimes your state.
I was a president of a local chamber of commerce
In
Albuquerque, New Mexico. And I can tell you, I mean, online directory information services about the members, information in the field of business, providing discount programs like, you know, car rental things, providing business analysis, representing businesses before a municipal, you know, commission or a state. Mm-hmm. All of those are the functions that a Chamber of Commerce does. National Chamber seems to describe, we do what a regular chamber does, but we do it on a national basis. Isn't that descriptive?
Well, a couple things with that, Your Honor. First, the services, no one's talking about providing online directory information about the members of the Chamber of Commerce that's offering the service. This is actually providing a directory about other people. But other chambers of commerce. And so we have to be clear, we're focusing
because
on the identification.
That's your membership. Your membership are other chambers, not individual.
Actually, we chambers and businesses, this is more about, this is a little different. But the record doesn't have any evidence of anybody offering that service. The only example is one instance, and it's not even by a chamber of commerce. So the office had a burden to prove up these points that this is going to be their point, and they also had a burden to actually say that this is their point. And this is where they're basing their argument on.
Want to reserve your rebuttal time?
I'm sorry, Your Honor. Yes, thank you very much.
We'll hear from the other side now. Ms. Kieber?
Kieber. May it please the Court. Appellant keeps stating that there's no evidence in the record. There is substantial evidence in the record, and the board found this to be a very straightforward descriptiveness
case.
What
is it? Is it the definitions in the dictionary? Is that the evidence?
That's some of it.
Okay.
That's quite compelling evidence, too, in terms of what national...
Well, the definitions here, they all say an association promoting commercial interests, furthering and promoting the interests of business. that's what you're furthering and promoting into the business. Is there that of your synopsis of the definitions that are included in the board analysis?
That's a fair synopsis of what a chamber of commerce is.
Okay.
There's also a dictionary definition that establishes that chamber, that word, is synonymous, equivalent to a chamber of commerce. They admit as much. The chamber is a shorthand. The website evidence also shows
so
that.
So based on the at least this aspect of the evidence, what we know is that chambers typically promote the business and facilitate the interest of business.
That is correct.
How do you make the leap between that and providing these particular services? Is it inherent that therefore anything in the under the sun that promotes, that one could construe as promoting the interests of business, would therefore come under the mark necessarily?
Arguably it could. I don't think we need to go that far because we have the evidence in the record that confirms what these dictionary definitions say that chambers of commerce do. There's two news articles in there that talk about how the chambers ensure that they're involved in governmental policies and decisions. It's at A664, and they provide advocacy training.
Does the board call those out?
The board does not call those out, but they are in the record, and this really goes to the point that they're saying that the examining attorney never put forth any evidence or explanation. And throughout the prosecution of this application, they were given the evidence and the explanation. And the explanation was, you have two individually descriptive terms. We're dealing here with a compound mark, okay? And it, under this court's precedent, decades old, it's entirely proper for the board to look at the individual component terms and what they mean. And if they're both individually descriptive of the services at issue, the question then becomes, when you put them together, is there any new meaning that's imparted? Here, there is none. And as the board found, I mean, there's no other way to read the board's decision.
I'm showing if one of the things he listed on his services was selling discount dog food. Is that sufficient? Is that connected enough to promoting the interests of business?
I would say that probably is not within the typical penumbra, unless there was evidence that showed, you know, they are a chamber of commerce. They really can't get away from that. Their name is the United States Chamber of Commerce, that it's fair to look at what they do to get an idea of how would purchasers perceive what a chamber of commerce does that offers these services.
I think that's so, very true when you say chamber of commerce, but when you just say chamber, national chamber, and I thought about this morning when I was sitting in my chamber pondering about the case. I mean, chamber has a lot of meanings, and if you say chamber to people, generally you think about a big room. You don't think about a big room full of business people analyzing each other. You do when you say chamber of commerce.
Well, Your Honor, the test, however, assumes that the person looking at the mark knows what the services are, and so you've got to look at the meaning of the term in relation to the services. And we also have here their explicit admission, as well as lots of evidence in the record that it's using chamber as a shorthand to refer to Chamber of Commerce.
It's just, I guess I'm saying that I don't make that as natural a leap as you describe in your opinion from saying national chamber to a Chamber of Commerce. And that it describes that the term national chamber just necessarily describes the activities that a Chamber of Commerce does.
Well, Chamber does describe the activities that a Chamber of Commerce does. And it is, as the examining attorney said, in numerous places in the office actions, they regarded it merely as an entity designation, again, a shorthand for Chamber of Commerce, because they're the provider of the services. So, I mean, it seems as if appellant is trying to have a very narrow definition of what it means to be descriptive or to convey information. It's not about the mark describes the services. It describes an aspect of the services, a feature or a characteristic. And what's the feature or characteristic the chamber describes here? Who's offering the services? National describes the geographic scope. You put that together, it's a chamber of commerce at a national level, or they are operating as a national chamber of commerce, as the board explicitly found. They didn't need to say more. It conveys that information. So they said they believe that anyone readily seeing this would understand that it conveys information about all of the services, at A11, it takes no mental leap to understand that applicant is using the mark for the services in both applications as a national chamber of commerce, whether promoting the interests of business persons or industry on a national level or connecting local chambers of commerce through a nationwide network. That is their finding as to descriptiveness, and that is ample and that is clear, and the agency's path
will
certainly
be served. What about your opponent's argument that the term no mental leap is not evidence? And that the ruling as a whole lacks evidence to, I guess, support what we're leaping or how we're leaping.
Well, I entirely disagree with that. And again, if you go through the board's decision, they analyze the pieces of evidence, they analyze the terms separately, and then consider it in its entirety, and they do so in the context of looking at, you know, they make the note that applicant's name is the Chamber of Commerce of the United States of America, and the website offers these services, and they point to the directory information services that include a national network of local and state chambers of commerce. And then they say it's clear that a consumer would immediately understand the term national chamber after they've already established national is descriptive, chamber is descriptive of a chamber of commerce, the chamber of commerce is involved in promoting the interests of business. And when you look at these services, you've got providing information and news in the field of business, and legislative and regulatory developments
so
as it relates to and can impact business.
So your view is that anything, as I started, anything is that chambers are somehow defined as promoting the interests of business. So any service that could be construed as promoting the interest of business is something that wouldn't be permissible here? Is that your position?
I think that is probably a fair conclusion to reach, but my actual position is that here we have evidence that these services are provided by chambers of commerce. There's the evidence that I pointed to, the articles that are talking about how chambers do advocacy and businesses join chambers to get business contacts and to have their interests promoted, and then the applicant's own website, which shows that they're doing all of these things. So we're allowed to look at their website to inform the understanding and the context in which a recipient of these services is going to understand what the mark means in connection with them. And I would like to also point out, they've raised numerous times the fact that they owned a registration for National Chamber for the Association Services Promoting Businesses that they got on the principal register. That issued in the 1980s. I looked at the file history of that registration. It was refused as merely descriptive originally. They got around that because they had another application for the mark U.S. Chamber, also for association services, that they had taken up to the board. And in that case, the board found that there was not evidence that chamber is equivalent in meaning to Chamber of Commerce. Here we have that evidence. In addition, they have registrations, and the record is replete with other third-party registrations, where they have obtained registration for U.S. Chamber of Commerce and Chamber of Commerce of the United States of America on the principal register with the claim of acquired distinctiveness and disclaiming rights to Chamber of Commerce. In other words, recognizing effectively that is an entity designation. So this refusal is entirely consistent with how their other marks have been treated and how third-party marks have been treated. And I would also maintain that if you have association services for promoting the interests of business, and that's descriptive, which it is, then if you are the association and those specific services that you do as the association to promote the interests of business, it has to be descriptive for those too. You cannot have applicants micro-defining their services in a way that makes it seem like they're not really part of that larger umbrella of services that this, in this case, Chamber of Commerce provides. The other point I'd like to make is that they do have an option here. We're not saying that they can never get registration of this mark, the child application. In fact, they alleged use back in 2006. So they could do what they did with all of their other marks that they own and come into the office and seek registration based on acquired distinctiveness. And with 5 years' use, sometimes that's sufficient, or they could have other evidence of acquired distinctiveness. So we're not saying that they are foreclosed from obtaining protection for this mark. Unless the court has any other questions.
No, thank you.
Quickly, because I have several points I just want to hit. First, the government refers to the article on page 664. I invite the court to take a look at it, where it talks about all it says is public policy, business advocacy. And it said that's a clear difference between us and other chambers. We offer public policy and advocacy. So actually, that's actually cut the other way, and we're not applying for public policy or advocacy. We're applying for the services that we have. The government refers to entity designations, which was an argument that was raised to the board and not relied on by the board and therefore not briefed here. I refer the court to our response to that. Entity designations are things like Inc., Co., and .com. Museum, airline, mall, chamber are not entity designations. They're actually telling you about the service. They don't just merely denote that you are a type of thing. That's just an incorrect analysis. National Chamber, she refers to the fact that National Chamber of Commerce and the board referred to National Chamber of Commerce. I didn't get to this point. We're kind of all presuming that there's a generic thing called a National Chamber of Commerce. That was not an issue below. There's no evidence of public perception below. There's no finding below. To your honest point, there's no evidence that people would understand National Chamber to mean whatever a generic National Chamber of Commerce is. And there's no discussion about the alleged generic National Chamber. Regarding our U.S. Chamber of Commerce registrations, those are for association services. Those are not the services we're seeking here. If we're applying National Chamber for Association Services, it might be a different question. We have to look at the services that were being sought for registration. So comparing it to what happened in the prosecution of U.S. Chamber marks is not relevant. Referred to the fact that we can go and acquire distinctiveness, actually the procedural posture of the case is that you can't get acquired distinctiveness. You've got to refile, which means you lose 5 years of filing date. Thank you.
Time is up.
I do my time is up.
We thank both counsel. The case is submitted. That concludes the proceedings.